I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nellaston, New York, your Marcel pastor for the day. Something that concerns me is how casually many people treat God's Word. At times it seems that even some Christians have a take-or-leave-it attitude towards the Bible. I hear half-quoted scripture, misinterpreted passages, and those who pick and choose which portions apply or don't apply to themselves or others. This is not to be harsh, because we live in an age when information is often suspect. And with many transliterations and interpretive works, it becomes a real chore to get to the pure word of truth that sets us free. The Bible has stood the test of scholarly scrutiny many times. I personally have read the Bible cover to cover almost 40 times in my Christian life, in over 10 translations. I have settled on a more traditional Bible for my daily reading, and a few years ago I adopted a habit that Billy Graham had. Whenever someone asked him a question or for his opinion, his answer invariably began with, "The Bible says." Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 and 2 says, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build for me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word." God pays attention to the one who pays attention to his word. To tremble at his word indicates that the reader or listener takes the passage seriously and has an actual physical response to what was heard. We should have a physical response to his word. The message should urge us toward action. Are we taking the word seriously? Is there evidence of change or improvement in our behavior or our actions or our choices? Or are we like Felix the governor when the Apostle Paul spoke to him in Acts chapter 24, verse 24? After some days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid, and he trembled and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." Felix trembled, but he failed to act on the message. I suggest that we all treat God's word with more respect. Be careful to avoid half quotes and misinterpretation. Do what you can to obey what the Holy Spirit points out to you, and trust God to fill in the blanks that are beyond you. That's what I attempt to do. Let's accurately act on the message that the Bible presents to us, and live it out well, for our sakes and for the sake of the world. I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nellaston, New York, your Marcel pastor for the day.